The Salvation Army is setting their highest goal for the holiday season's Red Kettle campaign. Good morning with your WTUZ 9 a.m. news. I'm Mary Alice. Throughout the months of November and December, the collection through the Red Kettle campaign is the biggest fundraiser for the Salvation Army, sustaining assistance and programs throughout the year. In Dover, New Philly, Lieutenant Andrew Allen explains that he decided that if they exceeded their goal last year, they would raise it for this year.
The past couple of years, our goal has been $100,000. This year, our kettle goal is going to be $125,000. It is an increase, but I'm pretty confident that we'll be able to meet it.
Now the Red Kettle campaign kicks off November 16th, and Allen encourages anyone who's willing to volunteer at a kettle to contact them.
We are looking for individuals who are willing to ring bells in two-hour time slots. They can bring a friend. They can bring their family. We absolutely welcome that. It's a fantastic opportunity for kids to take part in.
And for those kettles that do not have enough volunteers, seasonal workers are hired for five-hour shifts. And anyone interested in volunteering or being a hired seasonal employee can call at 330-364-3811. The Ohio Parenting Time Report research is showing that children fare better when they have equal time with both parents in cases of divorce or separation. While a handful of Ohio counties have parenting time rules aligned with this data, report co-author Donald Hubbin explains that the vast majority don't.
64 of the 88 counties have parenting time schedules that are really of the 1950s sort of Mad Men Days model, where one parent will see the children every other weekend. And most of those counties allow also 2 to 3 hours midweek parenting time.
And that report shows three counties, Ashtabula, Jefferson, and Tuscarawas County, provided default schedules that call for equal time. Al Hubbin says that if child custody arrangements are handled properly, the negative effects of divorce or separation on children can be minimized.
I think, well, if these parents can't even agree to use shared physical custody, how can they possibly raise their kids together? And the fact is, they can. What they do is parallel parenting. They cooperate with one another when something pressing, important, has to be decided jointly.
And for more information on Tuscarawas County's parenting guidelines, you can view that schedule on the county's website, or you can go to WTUZ.com. In other news, a federal prison inmate already serving time for trafficking in child pornography has been sentenced to another term of more than 13 years for possessing child sex abuse videos inside the prison. Federal prosecutors in New Jersey say that Jordan Allen received a 160-month sentence on Wednesday, and the 31-year-old Plain City, Ohio man had pleaded guilty back in April and also admitted to distributing child porn to another inmate. Prosecutors say that Allen was among several Fort Dix inmates who used contraband cell phones and removable storage cards to share that child porn. All six other inmates have pleaded guilty while charges are pending against another man. Now, Allen admitted having a memory card that contained 577 images as well as 340 videos of children being sexually abused, including sadistic sexual conduct involving infants and toddlers. Then taking a look at sports, tonight the Columbus Blue Jackets are on the road to take on the Florida Panthers at 7 o'clock. Also at 7, Pittsburgh is hosting Vegas tonight. It's Thursday night football with the Philadelphia Eagles at the New York Giants kickoff this evening at 8:20. That's a look at your 9 o'clock news report. Stay tuned. We'll have your Z Country forecast coming up. But first, this news brought to you by Bonifay Home Supply, your hometown hardware store in Denison.
Bonifay, your hometown hardware. Bonifay, your hometown store. When you can't find what you're looking for, you can get it here at Bonifay.
Bonifay Home Supply and Tool Rental in Denison is your full-line hardware store. Here are some great deals this month while supplies last. Save up to $5 on exterior house paint. A third horsepower Moen garbage disposal is just $59.99. A Waterpik shower head, $14.49. 12-gallon shop vac is $89.99. That's a $30 savings. RV antifreeze, $2.69 a gallon. Bonifay also has grass seed, leaf rakes, case knives, and weather stripping in stock. Make sure to check out Bonifay's other in-store specials. Serving the community for 35 years. Bonifay Home Supply and Tool Rental. Open Monday through Saturday on Grant Street in Denison.
Bonifay, hometown hardware. Bonifay, hometown hardware. Bonifay.
Bay, hometown hardware.
Mostly cloudy, breezy with early day rain showers. Highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s early today, and then temperatures fall later on. Partly cloudy skies this evening, becoming mostly cloudy overnight, a low of 44. Clouds and some sun on Friday, a high of only 52. I'm Severe Weather Team 9 meteorologist Stephanie Allison.
Stay up to date on what's happening here in Z Country by finding WTUZ on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. From the WTUZ Newsroom, I'm Mary Alice.
99.9 WTUZ.